Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider Report for August 30th, 2010. Here on the Grand Dark Conspiracy, I'm Brian Parsons, your host, as we reflect on the most important paranormal news stories of the last week. Well, it's been more than a week since our last broadcast, but from here on, the Paranormal News Insider will be bringing you the news on a weekly basis, just as the Grand Dark Conspiracy will be bringing you intriguing guests and campfire tales every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern here on Fate Radio. In cryptid news, a farmer in the jungles of Argentina was scared by a frightened creature and subsequently shot it. What lie dead was a humanoid-looking creature with a small body and head and large incisors. The man cut the head off of the creature and dumped the body so as to save himself and his family from attack if this were a young animal and its parents sought revenge. The creature has yet to be identified, but is thought to be the legendary Ucumar. That is a Bigfoot-like creature that roams the area of Chile and Argentina. Potential DNA evidence may soon be revealed from a find of hair samples last year in Indonesia during an investigation into the Orang Pendek. The animal is known only by eyewitness reports and is described as an upright walking ape. Discovery of this animal would have some wide-ranging scientific impact on the possibility of Bigfoot and other large bipedal apes, as well as potentially our own evolution. In UFO news, Hunting Camera Captures UFO is the title of the YouTube video that shows some interesting still photos of what could just be a bug zipping by at the right moment, except for the fact that the image stayed in the same spot for three photos, spaced out over 2 hours. Some have pointed out that the image could be due on a spider web stretched out in front of the camera, temperature inversion, or some other logical explanation. The link to the video can be found on the Paranexus newsfeed on the front page of paranewsinsider.com. And in other news, now that the Grand Dark Conspiracy is going weekly, I will be bringing you the Paranormal News Insider every week as well. And this also means I won't have to read all of the upcoming paranormal conventions and conferences in every single episode. I will be able to just focus on the upcoming ones and let you know who will be there. But then again, I have nothing in stone with the Paranormal News Insider, just like the Grand Dark Conspiracy. This news segment is listener-driven, so I will listen to any ideas that anyone has to add any new dimensions to this segment. Speaking of conventions, on August 21st and 22nd of this year, I was a speaker at the 2nd Annual Ohio Paranormal Convention in Dayton, Ohio. I did a joint presentation with former Grand Dark Conspiracy guest John Sable. Other guests included Patrick Burns, Scott Temperman, Joey Ward, Bob Honeycutt, Sean Feeney, John Kachuba, James A. Willis, and more. Nothing beats being able to meet other like-minded people in one spot to talk shop, to learn from each other, and just to share stories. There was a lot of good information shared during the presentations, as well as at the vendor tables. I'll see you there next year. I will also be appearing at the Mysteries and Paranormal Convention in Sharpsville, Pennsylvania on October 2nd and 3rd. Other guests include John Sable, Eric Altman, and Lorraine Warren. Questions, comments can be directed to insider@paranewsinsider.com. There's not too many conventions left here in 2010. Here's a glimpse of some coming up in September. The 2010 Paranormal Symposium and Film Festival in Angel Fire, New Mexico, September 9th through the 12th. ParanormalCon 2010 is on September 11th in Fort Wayne, Indiana. The 9th Annual Mothman Festival picks up on September 18th and 19th. In Point Pleasant, West Virginia. Pensacola Paracon in Pensacola, Florida, September 18th and 19th. And as I just mentioned, the Mysteries and Paranormal Convention is October 2nd and 3rd in Sharpsville, Pennsylvania. Just to let you know, we are not associated in any way with any event listed unless otherwise stated, and we cannot guarantee any information provided. Please check with the appropriate website for particular information. For more information on these conferences and conventions, visit our events page at paranewsinsider.com. If you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, let us know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. Be sure to visit the Grand Dark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com, as well as on Facebook at facebook.com/Grand Dark Conspiracy. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next week on the Grand Dark Conspiracy on Fate Radio. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.
Our intro theme is by Anta Reed, investigating the phantom signal. is provided by the Podcast Music Network at podcastsafemusic.com.